Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and thank you again for joining us today on Integrative Medicine with Lucy Postoloz. Today is Tuesday, May 26. I hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial Day holiday weekend. My name is Ron, and I am Lucy's office manager, and I announce for her on these podcasts. Lucy is a licensed acupuncturist and herbologist here in Los Angeles, California. She is in practice for over 20 years and is a former MD in neurology in Russia. She is the first acupuncturist to receive treating privileges at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and is board certified in integrative medicine. Good afternoon, Lucy.
Good afternoon.
Lucy, how was your weekend? Did you have a nice holiday weekend?
Yes, it was very relaxing.
Wonderful. Lucy, today we're going to discuss part three of our series of acupuncture and children. Today we're going to talk about sports trauma. And this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart because as a child, many moons ago, I played a lot of sports and I could have used your expertise.
Too bad I was too young then, Ron, and didn't practice acupuncture.
I think you were just a little five-year-old girl in Russia when I was playing sports, but we're not going to talk about how old I am today.
No, we're not.
Now, recently you saw a little girl with something that I have not come across in our practice called Sever's disease. Can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, Sever's disease is also called calcaneal apophysitis. And the most common cause of it is kids or young adolescents who have a pain in their heel. And it's usually happening with children or teenagers who are growing very fast. And what happens in this case, because of their growth spur, they experience the very severe pain in their heel. Usually it happens with girls in the age between 8 and 13 and boys between 10 and 15. And usually it happens with teenagers who are very active in sports. So this little girl who came to us, she was a professional gymnast, and she was in competition. And the pain was so severe that she almost had to stop competing. And we had only two sessions of acupuncture, and she was able to compete, and she did win.
That's terrific. And how did you approach the treatment of this little girl?
Basically, I'm doing a lot of anti-inflammatory and pain-killing points, and that's how it works.
Excellent. Now, I also remember a few years back that you saw a little girl who was up for a lead role in a major ballet in the city. Do you remember this patient?
Oh, yeah, I do. She was invited by the Russian ballet who performed here in Los Angeles to do a little swan dance. And the girl was training literally 8 hours a day. She overdid it. And in one of her jumps, she landed in the wrong way and broke one of the bones in her foot. Her father brought her to me because father is also a very famous doctor in Los Angeles and we knew each other. So he said she has this opportunity of a lifetime and I'm afraid she will not be able to dance. And we know that usually it takes about 8 weeks to heal the bone, but the performance in 6. I said, well, I can speed up the healing process of the bone by 2 weeks, that's for sure. So we did the treatments, and she was able to perform 3 performances in a row.
Wonderful. And just a couple of years ago, we saw a teenage boy who enjoyed basketball like I do. Hopefully he's not a Lakers fan, but that's another topic for another day. And I think he also had a leg problem. I can't remember exactly. Do you recall the teenage boy who was trying to make his basketball team?
Yes, I do. That was a boy, again, it was a teenager, who had a sprain in the left ankle. Is it the guy you're referring to?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. I remember him very well.
Nice kid, very nice kid, nice family.
Yes, and he came to me in a boot, and his ankle was doubled in size. And we had only three or four sessions, as far as I remember, took care of his inflammation and sprain, and he was able to compete. I believe it also happened right before competition, right?
I think you're right, yes.
Yeah. So basically, we just covered three different modalities here, which are most common in injuries with kids and teenagers. One of it is calcaneal epiphysitis. Another one.
I'm glad you're pronouncing that and not me.
Well, it's Latin. I study Latin.
Well,
and I wasn't very good at it. So if I'm pronouncing it with slight Russian accent,
I think you nailed it. And it might as well be Greek to me.
And another condition we covered was sprain and strain and broken bones.
All right, Lucy. Well, it looks like we're almost out of time for this podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about Lucy, please visit her website at www.lucypostolov.com. Lucy, any parting words for our listeners?
As always, be well and healthy.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us.